What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about how the weather has been. The devil's anus. It has been ridiculously hot. I'm not okay with it. Obviously, I hate the heat. I don't know. Maybe I'm melting?
It'd be so funny if you did actually melt, though.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'm just a grumpy old man.
I'm a grumpy old man, too.
Oh, there you go. Even today. Today was cloudy, windy. 12 raindrops fell from the sky.
Did you count them?
I did.
You watched and counted.
I was like, oh, it's rain. Oh, no, it's not. And it was still 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Okay, I get that this is and you people out there can't see this, but air quotes, a desert. But we're in the mountains, mm-hmm. right? We're not in the plains. I know we're in a valley, but mountains. Okay? Why the fuck are we getting 110 degrees around here? Global warming. Oh, but that's not real, according to people I
people
know.
Can suck it.
Some people do suck it. Just saying. So, I'll just go ahead and put this out here in the beginning. We'll put it again in the end. But you have agreed. Mm-hmm. Technically volunteered, because I don't know if I asked you, but to do a movie podcast with me.
I agreed over a year ago when you asked me.
Yeah, you haven't done shit to start it.
Well, because you were supposed to make a list of movies, and you never did till like, what, last week, a couple days ago?
So,
it's your fault.
You got eyeballs? So, I gave you 15 movies. Have you watched any of them? Sure. I see we're getting places, folks. We're going to have this movie podcast out real soon.
Actually 15. Give me 19 movies. Do not lie.
See? I'm so good. So good. You know, I find it hard to trust people. How about that? Let's just go on to that. Like, and it spurs off of this, okay? Mm-hmm. When I started this podcast, I had two other people with me. One of them just bleep, disappeared. Mm-hmm. He talked to my garage for a little bit and then nothing. So then we bring in another guy, mm-hmm. you know, and he does a few episodes with us. We tell him how it really annoyed us that the first guy just ghosted and disappeared on us.
I know the first two. What do you mean other guy?
Matt. I used to work with Matt.
Oh.
Yeah, he started. It was me, Tyler, and Matt who started it.
Oh, yeah.
Matt ghosted. Mm-hmm. So much that he left the state.
Well, I knew about him and right? Tyler.
Then Marcus joined.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know about Matt. Never mind.
Yeah. So there's Matt. He ghosted. Mm-hmm. Then we brought in Marcus. Marcus joined. We told him how it annoyed us and it upset us that Matt ghosted. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, Marcus ghosts. Like, what the frick is going on here, right? Mm-hmm. Then everybody who listens already knows the issues with Tyler. He's gone too now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously, you know.
I really hope that falls on you.
Getting people committed, trusting, you know, like, oh, yeah, let's do this. I'm so excited. Let's mm-hmm. get it done. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, so it gets to you. Obviously, my actual trust issue is rooted from Rent-A-Center. If anybody who listens ever worked at Rent-A-Center, you'll know what I mean. Don't trust people when you end up working there. It ruins trust for everything. But then we're supposed to start the movie podcast. Neighbor movie night. I talked about it on here. We got the logo. I had pages of notes. And then nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what makes me mad about that? Is you asked me to do it with you first, and then it went to them.
Yeah.
You don't
Well, love nah, me. Nah. We started a podcast together. You guys did, what, 3-4 episodes? And then nothing.
I still blame Riley.
Trust.
Trust.
Is what we're talking, yes.
Yeah.
So Rent-A-Center took away my trust.
Mm-hmm. If I put my legs up here, it'd stay.
Maybe. Then people lying. Mm-hmm. Or not. I feel bad saying lying because maybe they didn't lie, but why say you want to do something and then you don't do it? You know? Yeah. So fuck Rent-A-Center. Fuck wherever, whatever else I said. Oh, yeah. They just people. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that.
I don't know either.
That's just what it is. This heat messes with my mind, and I'm gone bonkers.
You've always been bonkers. How about Riley getting braces in, what, 2 days?
Ah, yeah. Third child with braces. Yay. pocketbook.
I'm gonna get so many photos to put in my blackmailing Riley album.
He keeps it's funny because he could be telling the truth. I mean, he is a yawn, but supposedly he keeps forgetting.
Forgetting what?
That he's getting them the day after tomorrow.
Oh no, he's not. Right? He's such a liar.
This morning he asked, he's like, "Where are you?" I was like, "We're at the store getting you soft food." And he's like, "Why?"
Just get him a bunch of baby food.
Because you're getting braces in 2 days. He goes, "Oh yeah."
He's such a liar. He's not forgetting. I don't believe him.
Yeah, it's I mean, you had him. How long do you have him? 2 years.
A little under 2 years.
I mean, obviously they work, right?
Yeah.
Did it bother you? I've never had him. I should have. I look like freaking.
There's something that are
a British dude with my teeth.
Some things do bother you, and some things don't. Like food constantly getting stuck in them, and you not being able to like get it out of your braces. Or how about when your bracket gets caught in your cheek or your lip, and then you gotta pull it off, and sometimes it'll start bleeding.
Do they not make a special little like
they
braces,
make the wax
toothpicks that like clean them for you, like?
They do, but I lost all mine.
Looks like a tiny little baby devil pitchfork you can just shove up in.
No.
Aww.
Because they didn't think of that. Maybe you should make them.
I should. It's a billion-dollar idea right there.
But what bothered me most is just like constantly getting caught in my cheek and not, me not having my wax with me.
So what? So wait. So what's the wax just sits on top of it to kind of make so it's not
like,
sharp?
Yeah, when it's constantly getting stuck on your lip or your cheek, you just take a tiny bit of the wax and just put it around the bracket and it stops it.
Sounds like, so again, like I said, I never had them. Mm-hmm, but know. Talking to people who did when, you know, that are around my age or whatever, who have kids who do it now, supposedly you guys are like the best braces ever, like...
Because we didn't have to deal with that gear.
I guess, like, you get rubber bands. Back then, they had metal springs or something.
You still get metal springs if you're not good with right. rubber bands.
Then there, in the you, what I pictured when he said springs is you were with me. You helped me like respringing the trampoline, right?
I hated that.
And you got that hook, and you just grab the spring. And you, I just picture a guy like.
Yeah, but when you get the
kind of like standing up on your chest and just getting a hook in your mouth and grabbing that spring and just pulling it. And
imagine if they were as big as the trampoline springs.
Oh, my
too.
Gosh.
Anyways, with the springs, like unlike rubber bands, you put them on either all day or night, depending on what your orthodontist tells you. Like I know for me, I had to wear them all the time unless I was eating or brushing my teeth. And then near the end, I got to wear them only at night and then stopped, I think, a couple weeks before I got my braces off. So those you can put on and you can take off, but the springs, they're on forever. You can't take them off until the orthodontist takes them off.
How long until you were eating normal food again?
Well, I wasn't really ever to a point where I couldn't eat normal food. I mean, once I got them, it took about 30 minutes or so before pain actually started kicking in. But I was never at a point where I couldn't eat normal food.
So how would you compare the pain?
I mean, when I first, like the first month, after the first month when I got them tightened again for the first time, and then I dropped my phone on my face, that's not the point.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tightening, you'll get used to it and it doesn't hurt as bad. But after, I guess the first couple weeks or like first 2 weeks are probably going to be the worst. Because you're still getting used to them. They're shifting your teeth more than they would after like a year or so having them. So.
Yeah, and he's got.
I don't know how to explain it.
So you just think 2 weeks and he'll be...
Well, no, and Riley, it'll probably take him about a month.
I would say he'll be back to eating us out of house and home. This dude's on his third dinner already.
This was his second.
No, no, he had the chicken sandwich that he made.
Uh-huh, I know
then
that.
He had a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's having another chicken sandwich. And before the night is over, I'm sure by about 11, he'll come down and have some corn dogs or maybe a third chicken sandwich.
Who knows?
Right?
But I feel like braces for everyone... It's going to be different, obviously, depending on how bad your teeth are.
Well, you also now have Invisalign. Well, you said, so tightening. So what do they do to tighten? Do they go in with like a wrench?
No.
And a socket set?
Yes.
A screwdriver? You know, a little Phillips head?
No, but it's this whole process because the bands that, like the color bands they put around the brackets. So, okay, They have to glue on the brackets, and then there's this bar, and then the rubber bands help keep the bar in place, and that's what's straightening your teeth. And then when it gets tight, and they'll take all that off, so you just have brackets on your teeth. It looks really goofy. And then they have to make sure, see how much has changed, and then change the bar, and then add more bands over it.
So they take it out, and they just put a smaller one in, or?
About, yeah. No, I think it would be bigger. I don't know.
See, to me, when you say tighten,
maybe it is small. I don't know.
I just picture them going in and, like, twisting it or something, which then pulls the bar tighter. Yeah, but
they have a full bar, and I know when I had braces, they would take it all off, make me go brush my teeth with the brackets on, just the brackets, so it's just metal squares on my teeth pretty much. That looked really goofy every time.
So you three will have braces. I've got four implants, four fake teeth.
That was five.
So mine were obviously, mine were, originally, lack of cleaning them well.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have a root canal.
Mm-hmm.
So after the root canal, it went to shitty dental work.
Uh-huh.
Is what happened. And so I had the root canal. Mm-hmm. I was a poor boy. Nobody loved me from a poor family. I couldn't afford to get the crown on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was playing softball on the Micron softball team. I get hit in the face with the ball.
Loser.
Broke the teeth.
Uh-huh.
So there was two, one on each side that had a root canal and no crowns. And so you get hit in the face with a softball and you bite down. They broke.
Mm-hmm.
So I went a few years with broken teeth back there. And then I met your mama.
Mama. How old were you when you met mom?
27.
Oh.
So instead of an implant, you know, or a denture or what do they call it? The retainer of teeth. I think it's called a flapper or a flipper or I don't know. Instead of that.
Watch it. It's neither of those.
Right. And instead of those offers, he's like, we'll fix this with a bridge. And he didn't do it properly or something. There was a few years later, we found out my gums were like really irritated. There was some problems. We, you know, in a checkup, they do the x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
Loose concrete underneath the bridge. So I had to have that surgically sawed out of my mouth. One of the teeth back here, saw that you could still see the circle of metal bar that's still in a very back tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So then, for, I want to say 2 years, three teeth missing on this side. So you're right, it was five. Three teeth missing on this side and two on the other side. My bones were thin there. So to miss two on this side was, he also noticed that the root canal wasn't done properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they go in there and they burn. You haven't had a root canal. Hopefully, you never have to. Obviously, you're numb, so you don't feel it. You feel it until you need it. It should hurt. But when they go in there, they numb you. But you smell, and it smells like, do you know what clove gum smells like? Almost like a black licorice.
I hate black licorice.
Right? So, it's like this weird, and it smells like that when it's burning. So like they like something and they burn the roots because the roots are what give you the pain.
Don't you like black licorice?
I love it. I
hate it.
But I don't love the smell of it going into my nose as you're also hearing zzz, zzz, and you're like, what the it's crazy. But so the root canal was done wrong. Anyways, long story, not much shorter because I'm already near the end of it. The two implants on this side, the three on this side.
Uh-huh.
But what I was getting at is because we're talking about tightening. And so when he puts them in. So what they do, I had to have that bone graft. So I have like dead people in my mouth. My mouth is haunted. I got dead people bones up in there. They drill a hole and they put a metal eye, I guess, metal pipe in there.
You're making a circle with your right? Hand.
A metal pipe or, a little baby one because it's in my mouth. It's not like, my leg or something. It's a baby. It's a baby pipe. Up in the bone, the dead people bone, Steve.
Steve. What if it was a female?
And once it heals, okay, Steve-ette. So it's all healed. So there's that little pipe in there. So then they have this fake tooth with a hole in the middle, and there's literally like a screw that goes through that and then screws into the pipe in my bone. But he's got this little baby ratchet. He's like, and like you've had him like drilling for a cavity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it and you can feel the vibrations. And
it starts to feel cold.
Yeah. And so in my mouth, I'm like, oh my God, he's cracking I just got it. He's cracking the tooth.
I'm not going to have a tooth there ever.
Because they're going so tight. And when you talked about the tightening of the braces, I just picture that same little ratchet tool. He's just prying your mouth open with that big claw. And he's just in there like. And the bar is just like. Pulling tighter. Like, that's in my mind when you say tightening the braces. So, let me ask you this, because you've been to both. Who has better bedside manner? And by that, I mean, like, who would you rather be working on your mouth, an orthodontist or a dentist? Who's kinder?
An orthodontist, in my opinion.
Really?
I've had more
orthodontists. Than our dentist?
Well, I don't know now. But I feel like I've had more orthodontists apologize for, like, accidentally pinching my cheek or something.
Yeah.
Than a dentist. But then again, I feel like they would notice more because they're not doing as much as a dentist is.
Yeah. See, so I've had the oral surgeon and a dentist.
Why'd you put in a quotation?
Because I don't like them. Yeah. No bedside manner at all. Just rude. I remember one night, like, one of the stitches came out, and so, like, a flap of skin on my...
Ew.
Yeah. Came open, a little bone charge coming out. So I'm freaking out thinking Steve's escaping.
I think you noticed downstairs and I was there.
Yeah. So I'm thinking Steve's escaping from my mouth because he didn't want to be in there. And I'm like calling their after hours number and I get a voicemail. I'm like sending text messages. I'm like, I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Steve's leaving me. And it took him, I think, a day and a half before they responded. He goes, oh, that's normal. I'm like, you couldn't have told me this 2 days ago?
I feel like in the beginning? That they should tell you before you even leave.
Was there a piece of... Well, I was drugged up.
All I really remember is from when the whole thing was happening, you called me down to watch a movie with you, and then you fell asleep, so I woke you up, and I changed the movie 2 different times because I watched 2 different movies, and you and me had many conversations while watching the movie, and then the next morning I talked to you about it, and you didn't remember it at all.
Was it the same day I had the surgery?
Probably. I know you were drugged up.
Yeah. So same day. So.
And even Riley came down and was talking to you. He didn't remember that either.
No.
You were woken up 6 different times.
So I remember going in there in the morning, sitting down, and they're like, okay, well, you know, you're going to fall asleep. So just count slowly, take deep breaths.
Did they use one of the masks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they put chapstick in it?
Yeah.
When I got my surgeries and they did that, the chap, no matter what scent I chose, it still stunk.
I don't remember.
The chapstick didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, I don't even remember the smell. I just remember, I'm like, okay. And then I was out.
Yeah. I picked 3 different flavors. A different scent, flavor, whatever you want to call it. Every time I got a surgery and it smelled the same and stunk so badly and the chapstick only made it worse.
Yeah.
Because you smell the gas and everything or whatever it is, and then the chapstick's in there making it 10 times worse.
Well, you got to cut. Yeah. It's like putting potpourri after you shit. Now you just have flower smelling shit. Like, it's not going to.
It's not helping. Why it doesn't get rid of it.
Yeah. But yeah, I was so drugged up. I mean, it's crazy what the knockout juices they gave you do. You know?
They just give you some orange juice. But you drink it in your house.
I drank the Kool-Aid.
They promised they wouldn't do anything. They said it was normal.
They and our dentist, he's always so kind, and you know, I don't know. I think that even the one who screwed up my mouth was nice and polite and understand. You know, like to me, the dentist had better bedside manner than the oral surgeon. But I've never been to an orthodontist.
For me, I'm not saying like one is ruder than the other. I just feel like the orthodontist was more likely to apologize if the bar or something pinched my cheek if they noticed.
But it's not like.
But like I said before, the dentist probably wouldn't notice that with how much they're doing.
So okay, you're thinking the orthodontist just because they apologize.
But then again, they weren't doing as much. As when you really go into a dentist.
True. And so that's.
The orthodontist, like, because they have to look closely, so they'll see it if they pinch something, more likely to. Well, the dentist is focusing on all sides of your mouth, but they focus on, like, one side and then the front and then the other side.
So, and here's another thing, at least that I've enjoyed about the dentist, and maybe you could tell me if the orthodontist was the same way. It's like, I walk in, they know me.
Oh, no, they know you for sure.
Like, I walk in, they're like, every time, I don't have to check in to the orthodontist or the dentist?
To the orthodontist. Every time me and mom would walk in, they'd be like, hi, Alyssa.
Okay.
So it's like, not like they don't know you.
Yeah. Like, I go in for cleaning. When they're cleaning, she's like talking to me like, how are your kids? Mm-hmm. You know, have you been side by side riding? How's the podcast doing? They're very personable and they talk. And same with the dentist.
Uh-huh.
He's like, how are your kids doing? I'm going to see your family next week, right? And all this. And
I remember the orthodontist dude, every time he would come over to like check to make sure there was no mistakes and everything was looking fine. Because I know a lot of the time when I went in, I was wearing the Goonies sweatshirt and stuff. He would peek around and he'd say hi, and then he would be talking about 80s movies and stuff.
Ah, I love 80s movies. I honestly think, and I know this is something we're going to talk about on the other podcast when we come up with a name and we start it.
I'm sitting this down for a second.
But to me, like, I love movies, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, if from the 40s, I have one of my favorite movies is from the, I think, 1946, Arsenic and Old Lace. Love that movie. I love Rebel Without a Cause, The Maltese Falcon. Like, I love some of these really old ones. I think my favorite, even though they have better special effects and abilities now, I love the 80s movies. And I don't know, like I want to say they're more pure, and I don't mean pure as in clean. I just mean, like, it had to be done with a lot of really good acting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have the, oh, we can just computer generate that, you know, the way your face looks. It was literally,
like the Marvel movies?
Yeah, you had to watch their facial expressions because that also played into the character and what they're saying and how they're feeling. Like, and
by the way, for the Marvel movies, I'm talking about all the CGI and stuff.
Yeah, they do a lot. I mean, and there is in, so like some movies that we've talked about movies on here a lot, but with Dan, he hated the Fast and the Furious movies.
I've never watched them.
I loved them. Yes, 10 is a lot, and I think they're working on a number 11 now. Come on.
Why? You don't need that many.
Right. But one of the actors died, not in the movie, but in real life. Paul
Walker?
Paul Walker, thank you. And they were able to use his brother and then CGI and continue the movie with him in it. You know what I mean?
Weird. Kind of creepy.
They didn't have that kind of stuff in the 80s. It was just... Well,
no, duh, they didn't have that stuff in the 80s.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's like the comedies were like good. And when you read up on them, it's like, so Bill Murray, one of my favorites. So Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, my favorite comedic actors. Bill Murray, so much of his movies is just him, for lack of a better word, I guess, riffing. Like, it's not in the script. He's just like...
Mm-hmm.
But it works so well. And they keep it. And same with Chevy Chase. Like, the dude is a legend. He's awesome. I don't know any movie that either of them in that I didn't enjoy. I mean, there's some that I was like, not your best work. But it was still good. I still watched it. I still liked it. But yeah, like, they didn't have the special effects abilities they do now. So, like, I just think the acting was better. And it was just like in the 40s. I mean, literally, they had one black and white camera half the time. They didn't have volume.
I like learning about, like, when they're filming in black and white and how they had to use, like, green lipsticks and stuff to make it look like it would be red in real life. I think that's
cool. Yeah, I mean, and look back, like, Charlie Chaplin in those, like, silent movie days. If you haven't watched one, I'm sure you can go on to that, that YouTube you kids use nowadays.
It's called YouTube, Dad.
Which, by the way, we are now on YouTube. We don't have videos yet, but we're on there.
Really?
Yep. Google Play ended since last week.
Oh.
Google Play went away, so I had to move it to YouTube, and it took till last week. Because let me finish the movie thing. I'm going to come back on this because it annoyed the piss out of me. But anyways, Charlie Chaplin and all those silent films. They threw some words on there, you know, some captions like, fight started, you know, but you had to go off of their eyes and their face expressions to see. Mm-hmm. That's how they portrayed anger and happy and whatever, like, because you can't hear them.
Yeah.
So it's like the acting was so much, it had to be, you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the non-silent where they start talking, like, I'm guessing 50s, 60s, 70s, because you talk through those.
Have your phone right in front of you.
It's so far away.
You're so lazy. It's right there. Your hand's going past it.
But the 80s to me were like, and I don't want to say the end of good acting, but the end of needing to be a good or great actor for the movie to be good. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I still feel there are, I feel there are a lot of great actors still acting, but they don't need to be for the movie to work. And that's, mm-hmm. it kind of sucks for them. because it's almost like phasing them out kind of thing. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, that's why they had the strikes. And it's like, you're just taking advantage of us. This is what we do for a living. And now, oh, we'll just computer generate that you were smiling when you really weren't. You know, it's horrible for them. But then also it sucks for us as moviegoers because mm-hmm. it does take away from the quality.
Yeah.
Now back to, what was I talking about? That's what I'll come back
Google
to.
Play.
Google Play. YouTube. Fuck you, YouTube. It better be worth it. So I get an email. You know, Google Play's ending. Mm-hmm. I think I got like three months, Google Play's ending. You need to move your stuff onto YouTube. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'll do it tomorrow. Get another email. 2 months, Google Play's ending. Yeah, I'll do it tonight. Tomorrow, Google Play's ending. Fuck. So it says,
you should have used the 3 month warning, Dad.
I should have. Well, at the time, okay, first off, anybody
can you put
knows
the chair
me.
Closer?
Anybody who knows me knows I'm a procrastinator.
Who isn't?
Okay. Just like with your mom, I told her I would replace the outlet. She doesn't need to remind me every 6 months. I'll get it done.
Have you replaced it?
Four of them. I don't care that we've been here 10 years. I'll get done.
It has not been 10 years. We did not move in when I was five.
Anyways, I think it's been eight, though. It's been eight years.
About eight.
Where was I? So you can't do this to me.
You did it to yourself.
You make me lose my train of thought. YouTube. Okay. Google Play's ending tomorrow. You need to move. If you want to keep this stuff out there, you can go on, put it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, and there's instructions, and I go to YouTube.
Is it just like a black screen?
No, it's got my logo. So it has the Dad Podcast logo. And then it has the, you know, the sound, the audio.
Uh-huh.
Because we never record in the past. I do have a camcorder. I do want to start recording, but I'm not set up for it. For
yeah, your garage has paddleboards still unrolled everywhere.
So it took like a whole nother week before all my episodes finally got on there.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm talking to Dan and Chase and the other people on the podcast. Like, well, we're on YouTube now. And like, really? I use that all the time. I've never been able to find us on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess there's YouTube, then there's YouTube audio or something like that.
I've heard of YouTube music or something.
Which maybe that's what he's talking about, YouTube music. I don't know.
I don't know if that's what it's actually called.
Well, we're on the actual original.
There's like YouTube Kids.
We're just straight up YouTube, not YouTube music, not YouTube Kids.
You type in YouTube, it should be the first one that pops up.
Not YouTube geriatrics, just YouTube.
You start making your own YouTube apps.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? So I'm telling Dan this about the ID that I had sent to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot a couple episodes before we talked about this. Porn sites are not doing that. And I'm sorry. And I'm not dissing on porn. I like a good porn now and then.
Donald!
I am not sending a porn site my ID. Hell no. I can find that shit free everywhere else. You don't need my ID for me to go to a porn site. I'm okay. And it's like, I guess it's to verify that you're 18 or older. I was like, I can
the
get
gray a, hair. Just you, send you, a photo of your face.
I can get it. Yeah. I'll send a picture of my Blockbuster card.
I don't think 18-year-olds have gray hairs.
Or Blockbuster cards.
Or probably a full beard.
But it's...
You never know.
Yeah. It's just crazy. And obviously, I mean, you know, probably hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, are doing it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, and to me, and I hope YouTube's not this way, but porn sites are definitely this way. They're taking that and they're selling your information. Mm-hmm. So other people start sending you ads and all this. Because now they have your address. Not only that, so you send your ID. Your driver's license has your driver's license number.
Mm-hmm.
It has your social security number,
mm-hmm.
your name, your address.
Literally everything that is used to steal your identity.
Exactly. Why would I give that to a porn site? Like, nope, I just don't need to look at titties on your site. I'll go to the X. There's lots on there.
I don't know.
Thanks, Elon Musk.
I don't know why he changed it to X. It's so weird. Just keep it Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know either. But because it's his own, he didn't invent Twitter, so.
Yeah.
It's mine now. I'm going to call it this. It's stupid. I hate saying the X. I say Twitter. Because to me, the X is a radio station. Because it is. Here local in town.
Really?
Yeah, it's the one that plays like Nirvana and stuff. It's the X. Like, I mean, it's only what, soon, anytime now, Elon Musk is going to sue them for the name, even though they had it first.
And he's going to win because of how rich he is.
Yeah, it's stupid. Which also just goes to how stupid the world is. You know, at work, I was talking about this at work, and we're trying to figure it out. So, you know, the different generations. So I'm Gen X, which was, I think, like 65 to 80 or something like that. I think it's every 15 years is the generation. So I'm pretty sure it was 1965 to 1980. So I'm near the end of it, but I'm still Gen X. We were talking to this because I was trying to figure out your mom, Dan, Matt, you know, Southside Matt, all the people that are turning 40, they're counted as millennials. But they also live through part of like the same stuff that Gen X has gone through. So it's like there should be like a, you know, a Gen X. I don't know.
Make your own
A mini X. I don't know. Because they're not. What started it was I was saying millennials, but I guess what I mean are between Carter's age range and mine. Like right there in like the early to mid 20s are the laziest motherfuckers I have ever met. Okay, so I've been working since I was 12 years old, you know, whether it be on the farm, whether it be, you know, whatever. I've always had a job. There was one time in my life where I spent 3 months without a job. And that was in between Rent-A-Center and Carol's Design House. And that was because I was like, when I was fired, I was falsely fired. Well, I could quit and save face or he could fire me. I made him fire me because I did nothing wrong. Whatever. They had to pay me lots of American dollars for that 3 months. So I took a summer off, stayed with a few kids. But even then I was working. I built like 250 tomato cages out of wood in the garage. Yeah. For friends and family and whatever.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, not as much as I should have. Was paid in splinters.
You're making them. You make the price.
I made 1,000 splinters. but I've always worked. And then, you know, for the most part, I've worked my way up and I've been managers at pretty much everything. Every place I've worked, if I was there long enough, I was a manager. And it seems like the employees that we have now and the kids that are out there now, it's like, and I call them kids because obviously I could be their dad. At 22, I could be someone's dad. You know, that just means I was 24 when I had them. They want the pay. Oh, I should have a raise. I should be making this. But then don't want to put in the hours or do the work.
I went to work with you a lot while I was still at school. They don't really do much.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you're paid, I always round it up and say 20. So they paid $18.50 an hour. And he's like, I ain't sweeping no sidewalk. I'm not sweeping the back room. For $18 an hour, you'll sweep whatever I tell you to sweep. Like,
if you want a raise, you got to do your job.
Yes. And so they want the full-time pay, don't want the full-time hours or the work to do it. So I just want to know what happened between my generation, your mom's generation, that in between to where we got to Carter and on. Because we hired two more people that are around Carter's age. I think he's they're both maybe a year older, maybe. And they work their asses off too. So obviously that generation. And the way I see it is because that generation is a big generation of kids from Gen X. So is it because they're the Gen X, they're the kids of the Gen X generation, that they actually have that work ethic? I don't know, like, because I guess technically millennials could be a kid of Gen X, but it'd be like a young.
You'd have to be quite young.
You know, like, obviously I couldn't be a parent to your mother.
Unless you had her when you were six.
Which, I don't know. I don't think I did. But that's a long way back. yeah, so are we, then would my mom, see, I don't know when baby boomers were. Were baby boomers my grandparents or were baby boomers my mom?
I would help you, but I don't know it.
Yeah. And so, like, generations. Then are we blaming them? Like, I want to know, because personally, me, mm-hmm. I blame the Karens of the world.
Everyone blames
the ones parents. Who cannot just mind your own business and let us parent Karens our own are children. The
problem for every problem.
Yes. Let us raise our children the way we see fit to raise our children.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that lightly because I do agree that if you see some kid getting abused, step in and do something.
Yes.
Not necessarily stop their dad at the store, because then the dad's going to, it's going to be twice as bad at home. But, like, I don't know. Like, don't let this kid grow up being abused. But mm-hmm. also, if I want to say fuck to my kid, don't get all, oh, you're going to go to hell. I'm calling CPS because you said fuck. Get over it. If I want to let my kid watch a horror movie at the age of 5, if I want my kid to read a book that you don't like, get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be and let my kids be. But, like, I want to know how that in between got so lazy.
Uh-huh.
And I feel it's going to happen again. I feel most like
likely.
I feel like in between you guys. And then when you have kids, you know, mm-hmm. that group that's going to be born in between there,
uh-huh.
which is going to end up being the lazy generation's kids. Uh-huh. Are they going to be even lazier?
Maybe.
And I also blame it on, I mean, I hate to, because I love electronics. I love being able to have a computer in my pocket
uh-huh.
that I can look to for answers. But it's getting worse and worse and worse.
And so is the world.
And so, like, when these kids who are 27, you know, mm-hmm. and then they have their kids and they're going to raise their kids, they're going to be even more addicted to the internet and the devices.
Well, I feel like not everyone, if all those kids would. It really just depends on how, I don't know what I'm trying to say, actually.
Well, I get it. I get not every single kid is going to be
and
that way.
I know
way.
You're not saying that.
But I'm just saying, so you got now the lazy generation, at least the laziest has been around in my 46 years, are having kids and then they're raising
your
them.
Own age up.
So are they going to, whatever, are they going to raise their kids as lazy or lazier than they were and just tell them, well, you deserve this and you're going to get this no matter what and I'll make it.
Uh-huh.
Or are they going to be like, I was fucked up and I found out the hard way that I was not brought up right.
I feel like majority would be. Majority would be the second half of what you said, but there's definitely going to be some who are like the first half. But also, when you were talking about Karens, it made me think: if you ever meet a Karen who has a kid, like, you know, the people who would, you know, be called Karen in public,
apologize to the kid. I'm sorry that's your mom.
Sure, but what I was trying to say is, notice how those Karens usually raise the worst children you could ever meet.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
And it just goes to other things. And I always feel bad because I know that we've talked about stuff like this before, but I don't know if I've talked with you about it, but I don't agree with every kid gets playing time. And if you show up, every kid gets to be on the team and every kid gets a trophy, whether they win or lose.
I don't like that.
I don't feel that's teaching them sportsmanship.
It's not.
It's not teaching them to push for what they want.
Uh-huh.
It's teaching them, like, if you just, you know, make the minimal effort that you have to. If you just kind of like, hey, I'm here, you get praised for it.
Trophy for that. I 100% agree with that.
I feel you should have to, like, try out to be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to play football in high school, you need to try out. And that means, I need to make sure.
You need to work for it.
Yes, that I'm good. So I need to be out there practicing on my own and working hard to get to what I need so I can make the team, so I can play because uh-huh. I want to play. Not like, yeah, I felt like I needed something to do at school, so I'm here.
I feel like that's also not helping with the laziness.
Yes. And all of this, everybody gets a trophy kind of thing, is how that generation was. That was like, they were the beginning of
that. They expect to get the best with doing nothing.
Yes. And it drives me crazy. And I understand and I feel bad because there are all those kids that, like, maybe aren't athletic and this is giving them a chance to enjoy it too. But
mm-hmm.
find what you are good at and go for that.
Yes.
Or, look, yes, there are some people who were probably born with just raw talent, you know, Mm-hmm. Very athletic people. I get that. But they still had to work for... Mm-hmm. They didn't just like, nah, I don't have to do shit. I don't have to practice. I'm that good. I don't have to practice. Mm-hmm. They still had to practice. They put in years. A lot of them, like Tiger Woods and stuff, like their parents forced it on them. Uh-huh. Or like that stupid show with... I don't remember who the Dance Moms ones were. Like, they're forcing their kids
it
to...
It is literally called Dance Moms.
And that... JoJo Potatoes.
JoJo Siwa.
Yes, her. Like, they're fucked up because...
Of how their parents
forced them on this.
You can very tell... I said very tell. You can tell that even just watching or seeing, like, clips on, like, YouTube or something, how Abby Lee, you know, the coach and stuff... And some of the moms, I don't feel like all the moms were like that, but are forcing what they weren't able to do and making their kids or other kids do it.
Yes. It's like, I didn't make it, but you're going
to.
Yeah.
You have to be.
But there's also the ones that were like, I was cheer captain, so you're definitely going to be in there forcing that on them.
Yes.
And it's like, that's also ruining the kid on top of, you know, the whole everybody gets, you mm-hmm. know. And I get that there's, and I'm a strong advocate, this is not one right way to raise your children.
Yeah.
You know, there's no book that's going to tell you 100% this is the best way to raise them, because all that is the person who wrote the book, that's their opinion on what's a good way.
Which makes it a very biased way.
So just like what I told Tyler when he was on here and he was, I about said he was pregnant, you know, him and Brittany were about to have the baby. I said, because he's like, how do I make sure I'm a good parent? Just be there. Mm-hmm. It's you're gonna fuck up.
Everyone makes you know? Mistakes.
I mean, it's I backhanded happen. You across the house while I was playing Fruit Ninja. It wasn't on purpose, but it happened.
I'm still mad about that. I hold grudges.
You know, accidents happen. Shit happens. Just be there when they need you to be, and don't be an absentee dad. And you know, and then
to do stuff they
then come back like okay. when they're adults, and then try to be in their life, and then die of cancer. Be.
I wonder where that came from.
I watched a movie. You know, just be there and raise them properly and show them, you know, respect. Respect is another thing that, like, mm-hmm. those 20-somethings and a lot of the younger kids younger than you, like the ones the 20-somethings are raising.
Gen Alpha?
Is that what, like, the new generation is? They are nobody's alpha.
The most disrespectful yes, kids you're they ever going to meet.
That is a horrible name for their generation because they are not alpha of anything.
They're alpha, 10 and can't read.
Alpha is supposed to be like the head honcho, the boss, the big one. You like everybody mm-hmm. follows them. That is not this generation. This generation is horrible.
And obviously not all Gen Alphas are bad, but it's going to be majority Gen Alphas you meet are going to be terrible. Also, I did say don't force them to do stuff they don't want to, but then I realized my mistake there. Don't force them to do like dancing or sports that they don't want to.
Extracurricular.
Like chores.
After school things. You force them
chores
to.
Chores, you do force them because it's going to help them learn. You know, you got to work to get stuff.
So something else that has happened to, I think, ruin these younger generations. Mm-hmm. High school is no longer, at least around here that I've seen, they don't have shop class anymore. They don't have home ec.
You know, I would love to take a home ec class.
They used to teach us in math class how to balance a checkbook and work, you know, you had to open a bank account and fake run a business and budget your money. So they don't teach that stuff anymore.
You know, when I signed up for my personal finance class, I thought it was going to teach me about like checks and stuff like that. And I mean, it kind of taught you about like, you know, debt and money and stuff, but nothing that would be useful when I would really need it.
Yeah. All right. Let's end this. Take us out.
No. Dad bod's out. I'm not saying that.
God damn it. Dad bod's out, bitches.